the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today's two readings call us to give attention to our hearts. Not the world's heart, which is tossed around by emotions and manipulated by reason. The readings come for the real heart, the nous, which is the throne room of the living God to dwell. The spiritual heart, which works in harmony with reason and the body to glorify God. Salvation comes only to those who are willing. Salvation only comes to those who are willing. Are we willing to have faith in the God-man, Jesus Christ, and live this life in Him, who came to give us His life? Are we willing to cultivate, that is, grow, the kingdom of God within us? Eternal life starts at baptism for the person who is willing to live it. These readings, like all the scripture, and like our litanies in the divine services, call us to be present here and now. When we are present in the here and now, in Christ Jesus, we learn that we are in the here, the now, and the future, eternity. And that can be one. The willingness of our faith reveals or hides this truth from us. If our willingness to live this life with the God-man Jesus Christ through the cross is weak, not given much attention to, then the truth of the gospel that the kingdom of God is within us, eternity, the living God, the saints, and all the angels, here and now, if we are not willing, then it will not be so. And our Lord warns us, if we are not willing to live the life of faith, that is through the cross, if we choose this adulterous and sinful generation over life with Him now, then when we repose, the Lord will be ashamed of us. If we are ashamed of someone, then we ignore them. We avoid them at all cost. And when we encounter them, we become snobbish with them. And we tend to adhere to rules so they don't get too close to us, so they don't penetrate our heart. It is clear from the beginning of today's gospel that eternal life is not some future gift being offered like a carrot on a stick. Right? So a carrot on a stick, like you're on a horse, and you have a stick, and you have a carrot, and you're dangling it in front of it to get it to move forward. This is not eternal life. The Lord draws a crowd around Him in the gospel. He calls this crowd and His disciples, come to Me. And He tells them, and He tells us, that we have a choice to make. The choice is, do you want to remain a slave to the passions under the law in death? Do you choose to have your soul and your body to remain in darkness now and for all eternity? Or do you desire to be set free? Do you choose that your soul and body to know eternity now and forever? If you choose Me, that is, verse 34, whosoever is willing to follow after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and keep on following Me. Did you hear that, brothers and sisters? Whoever is willing. Are you willing? It is a wrestling match, like Jacob in the Old Testament. Heart, mind, body, working in harmony with the Holy Spirit to pin down and defeat temptations, vices, trials, and the world within us. Whosoever is willing to follow after me, he is the path, the way, the resurrection and life. Listen to this. Let him deny himself. You have to own your faith. It has to be yours. You're responsible for it. You have to be willing to deny your selfish desires. You have to deny the world and its temptations. You have to deny anger, lust, laziness, greed, fornication, adulteries, addictions, etc. Through faith, the Holy Spirit will energize your willingness to deny yourself and to take up your cross and to follow Him. Listen closely to the Stoicheia from the Feast of the Cross, which was celebrated this week. Rejoice, life-giving cross of the Lord, thou never-conquered battle, trophy of piety, support and staff of the faithful, the wall surrounding the church, and the door that leadeth into paradise. Through thee hath corruption been made to vanish and be no more. This mighty power hath been vanquished and swallowed up, and we have been raised from the earth to celestial things. O truceless, full of demons, and our weapon invincible, thou art the glory of martyrs and the true adornment of all the saints. Calm port of salvation, that which granteth the great mercy of God unto the world. How blessed and radiant the person who has taken up their cross and keeps on following after Christ Jesus is. The cross is the door that leadeth into paradise. Much like the symbolism that we have here. The cross that leads through the doors of paradise. Who comes through the doors of paradise? Christ comes through the door of paradise in the form of the holy cup and the blood and body that we partake through the cross. See? Humility, humbleness of heart, the way or path of the God-man Jesus Christ is the only way to enter into paradise within our heart and in the chalice. The cross is the support and staff of the faithful, because denying yourself and denying the way of the world is tiring. But the cross keeps you standing and moving forward, much like a staff. The faithful here is a word that we often hear in our services. For example, let us the faithful pray for the catechumens. Why? To do what? To deny themselves and to take up their cross and to follow after Christ. Like we have, so that they too may know joy, which is the Lord, our life, and our hope. Tithing, taking the Eucharist, attending services, beautifying the church, getting involved, being good or a moral person is not to be confused with being of the faithful. Appearing to be and willing to be are complete opposites. We must be careful and examine our hearts to make sure they remain true. It's too easy to get caught up in the day-to-day. Too easy to get caught up in ritual. Too easy to get caught up in a movement. We must always examine our heart and make sure that it is true to Christ. Being of the faithful is not always neat and pretty. It is sometimes sloppy, painful, and raw. As we wrestle with God and we wrestle with our deluded reason and our habit-formed sins. But the cross is our staff to lean on, to rest on. It surrounds us, protects us, but only if we are willing. There is no rule book or step-by-step instructions for us to follow. You have to decide whether the God-man is worth living for or not. If so, then with all your willingness and energy, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. The world would have us focus on becoming a professional of some sort, the best in our field, and our faith on the side. It's a guidepost. Pour all of your energy, all your intention and attention into this job. Let it define you. However, Christ gives us a different option. Focus on denying ourselves. Take up our cross and follow after Him first. Allow the willingness to live and own our faith. Allow it, or rather, be our faith. Perfect our faith in Christ Jesus. Then in that truth, be a professional. Perform your skill. Perfect your craft. But only in that truth. Because that way is the only way that can bring healing to mankind. That is the only way that can reveal the transfiguration of Christ within our lives and change someone else's life and give them hope out of the despair that they find themselves in, is if first we have denied ourselves and we are carrying that cross and following after Christ. The first way is through fallen reason in a corrupt heart. The second way is through a purified heart and illumined reason. Notice how a darkened mind corrupts the heart, whereas the cross first restores the heart, the true throne of the all-holy Trinity, and then illumines the mind or reason. But you have to be willing. Are you willing? Then struggle and fight. Use the aids which the God-man has granted us, chiefly confession and fasting, giving of alms, holy unction, water, and bread, the Holy Scriptures and the lives of the saints, the Jesus Prayer. This is a lifestyle, a singular lifestyle, which leaves no room for any other lifestyle. A part of this lifestyle is worshiping God in the temple. Saint Nicholas is our temple. The church is manifest in the temple. This is where earth and heaven join as one, in the here and the now. Where the faithful find strength, comfort, and most importantly, healing. It is where the faithful in catacombs come in humility to beseech the living God for mercy and to give praise to His all-holy name. But how can we do this? Especially if it's our habit to come to the temple late or sparingly. Or how can we do this if we come to every service, but we hold enmity in our heart towards our brothers who don't come? Or we get upset because they don't know the rules of piety? God wants our hearts. He wants our intention and our attention. God wants us. May our gracious God hear our heart's cry and strengthen our willingness and bless our struggle to follow Him, leading us faithfully through purification, illumination, and deification in Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory. Amen.